Hey, folks, welcome back here to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with the Man of Steel. And it's been a long time coming. We're at the end of a 33-installment adventure, Superman vs. Kryptonite, which played out in the spring and early summer of 1947. In addition to Superman, it also features Batman and Robin. Here is the finale.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman faces the supreme test of his existence as the forces about him rocket him up and away, far into the stratosphere of restored memory. The Adventures of Superman.
Becoming a famous baseball pitcher while suffering loss of memory, Superman was captured again by Big George Latimer and taken to a secluded farmhouse. There, a former Nazi doctor named Marsh fed him liquefied kryptonite, a strange metallic substance from the exploded planet on which Superman was born. This had originally caused Superman to lose his memory, and in another few hours, Marsh stated, he would be permanently disabled. But that afternoon, Batman and Robin traced their friend to the farmhouse, and after disposing of three of Latimer's henchmen, found Superman and Dr. Marsh in the cellar. After Batman knocked out the Nazi physician, Robin locked the kryptonite in its lead case, releasing Superman from the power of its rays. This restored to the Man of Steel his strength, but not his memory. And at that moment, Latimer and several of his armed hoodlums burst into the cellar. Robin gasped.
It looks like curtains for us, Batman.
But as we continue now, Superman, still wearing the baseball uniform of the Metropolis Titans, has stepped in front of Batman and Robin, who are backed against the wall. Latimer, halting a few paces away with his men, calls angrily to Superman. Listen.
Get out of the way, you.
No. You've got these fellows outnumbered 10-2. What's more, you're armed and they're not. I don't know who you are or who they are, but it isn't fair.
You say, can you, Mr. Latimer?
What'll we do, Mr. Latimer?
Just stand back and keep them covered, man. I'll take care of this myself.
He's moving toward the kryptonite.
Batman, we've got to keep him from opening the box.
I warn you two. Take one step toward me, and my men will finish you.
What'll we do, Batman? He'll have the kryptonite in a minute.
Quick, Robin. Grab hold of Superman's belt.
Watch them, Mr. Latimer.
Do as I say. Now, Superman, listen to me. Do you want to help us?
Why, yes, but why do you call me Superman?
Ah, my friend.
Batman, look. Latimer's got the kryptonite.
Superman, say, up and away. Then leap up.
Leap up?
Do
what
as
more?
I say, please, hurry.
Now, Superman, I'll take care of you. And then Batman and Robin.
Do what I told you, will you? Hurry, or we'll all be done for.
Do it, Superman.
Now, Superman, you're through.
All right, I don't understand, but here goes. Up and away!
Leaping upward as Batman has instructed, Superman with his two costumed friends clinging to his belt zooms like a meteor, crashing through floors and ceilings and roof, and flashes up from the shattered farmhouse into the heavens like a mighty jet-propelled rocket. Higher Superman zooms, and higher. And then, as Batman and Robin begin to turn blue and shake with cold, the pressure of the high altitude and the shock of rocket-like flight seems to explode a gigantic whirling pinwheel in the mind of the Man of Steel. For a moment, he gapes about him, looks down at the two costumed figures who cling to his belt. And then, slowly, the expression of stupefied amazement fades from his face, and he laughs aloud.
Ha ha ha! Superman, of course, that's who I am! Superman!
Swiftly, then, the joyful Man of Steel clasps his arms about his two shivering, nearly unconscious friends and plummets downward to a green, sun-bathed hill.
Batman, Robin, snap out of it.
I'm all right, I guess.
Superman, you know us.
I've recovered my memory, Batman and Robin, thanks to you two.
Hallelujah, was that close. One second more and Latimer would have finished all of us.
You said it, Robin.
Great Scott, I forgot about Latimer. He's still got the kryptonite.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Up with you fellows. And back to that farmhouse. Up and away! Is the farmhouse, or what's left of it.
Great Lucifer. It's collapsed like a house of cards.
What happened?
When I went up through it from the cellar, I must have wrecked it. Latimer's gang are caught under the wreckage.
How about Latimer and Dr. Marsh?
And the kryptonite.
We'll find out in a moment. Stand back, you two. I'll have this mess cleared up in a moment. Away!
Christopher Columbus, look at him clean up that mess back there. Talk about your human steam shovel.
Yeah. Now, Robin, keep your fingers crossed that Latimer didn't get away with the kryptonite.
Batman! Robin, come here!
What's up, Superman?
Hey, look, Batman. He's found Latimer and Dr. Marsh.
Right, and the rest of the gang.
Are they alive?
Most of the gang are, I think, but Latimer and his Nazi partner look done for.
Uh-oh.
They're lucky at that. They'd have gotten the electric chair if they survived this.
Yes, either way, they were finished. Latimer wanted to be a Hitler in this country. Wanted to use his political power to discriminate against good Americans just because they attended a different church from his, or because their skin happened to be a different color. Well, he finished up where Hitler did, and Mussolini, and all the other bigoted tyrants.
That's right, Superman.
Well, there's only one more thing to do before we get Inspector Henderson out here. Pick up that lead box, will you, Batman?
Oh, yes, yes, the kryptonite.
Well, what are you going to do with it, Superman?
I'll show you. Up into my arms, you two. There. Now, out to the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Up! And away! Let me have that lead box, please, Batman.
Here you are, Superman.
Thanks. Now, Bud Smith will pitch his last strikeout.
Wow, look at it go.
Goodbye, Kryptonite. Down to the bottom of the ocean with you, where you can never harm me again.
There it goes under.
And down to the bottom of the briny. Oh, boy, am I glad to see the last of that.
You and me both, Robin. You and me both.
We'll be back in a flash with more of The Adventures of Superman right after this short break. And now let's get back to Superman on When Radio Was.
Happily, Superman, Batman, and Robin watch the lead box containing the deadly kryptonite sink beneath the waves and out of Superman's life forever. A few hours later, once more in the business suit and spectacles of Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter, Superman has arrived at the Daily Planet and entered the office of Perry White. For a startled moment, the gray-haired editor, Lois Lane, and cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, who have been mourning the strange disappearance of their friend and colleague, stare at him in open-mouthed disbelief, as if they are beholding a ghost. And then, with glad cries, they fall upon him, wringing his hand, clapping his back, and firing a host of embarrassing questions.
Clark! Oh, Clark, I'm so glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you, Lois.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, I'm so glad. I can hardly talk.
Easy, Jim, easy.
It really is you, isn't it?
Certainly is, Chief.
Well, come on. I'll start talking. Tell us all about it.
Yes, what happened to you after you disappeared from the ballpark the other night?
Yeah, and we're Superman.
Say, you really are that pitcher Bud Smith, aren't you?
Of course he is. Listen, Clark.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, how could you be such a great pitcher and home run hitter?
Well, I
that's what bothers me. And, you play ball like Superman would.
Oh, now, look.
Yes, Clark, you've got to make this clear.
What?
How could you pinch and hit as only Superman could?
Yeah. How, Mr. Kent? How could you do that?
For the moment, Clark Kent is speechless, as with the questioning stares of his friends full on his face. He thinks hard and fast for a way out of this uncomfortable spot. We'll know what happens in a moment, so keep listening.
Well, this is it. It's now or never. For the last time, I'll tell you how to go about getting your genuine GI money belt from Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. So get a pencil and paper ready and listen closely. This is a genuine money belt. It has three secret compartments to carry your money, identification papers, secret code, scout knife, and matches. Wonderful to take on hikes or when you go camping this summer. It has three pockets, one large and two smaller ones, concealed pockets. You see, there's a flap that folds over on the inside and keeps those pockets secret. This is the real thing, GI khaki color with a full-size buckle. It's adjustable so it'll fit you fine, and it's the genuine article. Now, GI's paid a dollar for theirs, but all you do is to mail 10 cents and one box top from a package of those super delicious whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address to Superman. Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'll repeat that, and it's the last time. Send one dime and one box top from Kellogg's Pep, along with your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. As we continue now, Clark Kent, just returned to the Daily Planet after being missing for some time, is in danger of revealing his true identity as his friends press him with embarrassing questions.
Tell us, Clark, how could you pitch and hit as only Superman could?
Yeah, how about that, Mr. Kent? How could you do that?
I can't explain. You see, I lost my memory about a month ago, and everything that happened during that time is a blank, you might say.
Now, wait a minute, Clark Kent.
I'm sorry, Lois.
But gee whiz, Mr. Kent.
Lost my memory, I tell you. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to feel rather strange again.
What?
You are?
Yes,
I'll take it easy, Kent. Here, lie down on my couch.
Oh, thank you, Chief.
Listen, Clark.
No more questions, Lois. No more questions. Don't you see the poor fellow's all in? You don't want him to get amnesia again, do you?
I was just going to ask him if he wanted a pillow. Do you, Clark?
No, thank you, Lois. But please don't ask me any more questions. It sort of makes my head spin.
Gosh, no wonder. After all you've been through.
Yes, poor chap.
You know, something tells me we'll never find out exactly what happened.
Oh, maybe someday I'll be able to tell you, Lois, but not right now. Not for a long time, I'm afraid.
Chuckling to himself, Superman lies back on Perry White's couch and closes his eyes. The near exposure of his double identity averted, and the greatest threats of his life, the deadly kryptonite and Big George Latimer, gone forever. And so we leave Superman and all his friends, Batman and Robin, Perry White, Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and all the others, until September 29th, when they'll all be back with you in a new series of thrilling adventures. Remember the date, September 29th. Mark it on your calendar and be sure to join us again at that time when we will bring you a new thrilling series of adventures with Superman. And now here for a special word with you is Superman himself.
Yes, this is Superman, and that special word is vacation. Starting today, I'm off for a vacation until September 29th, when I'll be back on the air again for the same good sponsor. So, see you September 29th. Meanwhile, happy holidays.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and will be brought to you again beginning September 29th, every Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
That indeed was not only the end of the season, it was also the finale of the long-running storyline Superman vs. Kryptonite, which originally played out over 33 episodes in the spring and early summer of 1947. Bud Collier was Superman, Joan Alexander as Lois Lane, Julian Noah Perry White, Jackie Kelk was Jimmy Olsen, and that was Matt Crowley and Ronald Liss as Batman and Robin. I'm Greg Bell, and we'll debut the Superman adventure The Secret Rocket at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. The fella you just heard as Batman, Matt Crowley, was also the original star of a newspaper-themed radio series, which later featured Stotts Cotsworth as the longtime lead. I'll name it, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid. Sure you kid. It helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind-tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide,
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, we had Matt Crowley as Batman, and I mentioned that he was also the original star of a newspaper-themed radio series. That later featured Stotts Cotsworth as the longtime lead. The answer is Casey Crime Photographer. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, remember to visit us at our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.